Welcome to Anime Talk. I am Joe, your host. Thank you for joining us on another Tuesday night. We appreciate you coming to listen to us. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Aeroblip.
What's up, y'all?
You can find us on Twitter at JoeAnimated or at Aeroblip. Go ahead and send us either a direct message or a mention for your questions or comments. Also, you can tag your stuff Anime Talk. We'll get you included and get you started in on the conversation. Some quick notes. We've got some great programming on Anime Audio Log. We have the On the Clock podcast. We have the anime reviews, audio anime reviews we're doing. We have Hyoka and Excel World for your enjoyment. We also, just to plug our neighbors at Deisu Ex Machina, we have the Fabcast.
It's Deisu Ex Machina. But yeah, okay. We do have Fabcast every other Friday, starting this Friday. Yep.
This Friday. So go ahead and check it out, see how they're doing over there as well. In addition, we've brought on a new writer, Numbers.
Yay!
So this brings on two new guys to our team. We've got Crazy Dave and Numbers. Hopefully you guys will come by, say hi, and look forward to some of their new stuff in the coming months and in January when they start blogging regularly. But Aeroblip, let's get started with today's topics.
Full steam ahead.
Interesting little forum post on Mal this week. The director of Girls on Panzer made a comment that he is working, would adamantly be the right word?
Yeah.
He's working strongly to make sure there are no panty shots in Girls on Panzer.
Yep. So essentially, he and his coworkers have been kind of in a little bit of a feud. A lot of the animators have been trying to get these little flashes of essentially panty shots and other fan service like into the show. However, the director himself said before the show even aired that there would be very little fan service and no panty shots, trying to keep it purely focused on the tanks. And I guess the animators don't agree.
Yeah, a little bit of internal strife there, but I can't say that the show is any worse for what he's doing.
Yeah, so I remember I had this argument, I believe it was with you, probably with Kibo, I'm getting my shows mixed up. Yeah. But I told him that for this show to be, like, absolutely the best it can be, the entire focus has to be on the tanks.
I think I agreed with you on this. It must have been with Kevo then, the disagreement.
Oh, Kevo probably wants to see some TNA.
Yeah. But I completely agree. I think this show is succeeding because it's not full of gratuitous panty shots. It's not full of just stuff that isn't essential to the core plot and focus of the show.
Yeah.
Now, granted, there is going to be a beach bikini, whatever you want to call it, OVA at some point. But I think it's not in the same vein, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for the most part.
For the most part, it's not. It's not like you're just getting an upskirt shot every time the girl mounts the tank. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Which I think is a bit... Never mind. It's not Apote, it's not Strike Witches, or Pantsu Witches, as the nickname went.
Jeez, you really don't like that series.
I'm not saying I don't like that series. I'm just saying it had the nickname Pantsu Witches for a reason.
Yeah. Right? You're definitely right about that. But I guess the funny thing is that there is a teeny bit of fan service in there. Like, I mean, you can't help it. I mean, if you remember the second episode when they're washing the tanks, like, the girls. The girls are in their bloomers, and, you know, it's a car wash, essentially.
Oh, yeah. And there was one of the student council, I don't know what she was, secretary, vice president, that's in her white bikini washing a tank.
Yeah. And then, like,
so, but that like, reminds it's... me. But there was one of the shows, like, Dirty Dozen or something, where they did something very similar. Yeah. They're out there washing the stuff. There's guys goofing off. I mean, that's very in line with other military shows I've seen.
Okay, I wouldn't compare the Girls on Panzer to those other military shows.
No, but I mean, having that goofy thing where they're washing their tanks and whatever they're doing, you know what I mean? That falls in line with some more comedic shows, you know? But
It's tame. I think that's probably the best word to describe it.
Yeah, and for me, because they're focusing on dialogue, that's great, you know, interaction between the girls, the conflict between the girls and one of their mothers, you know, about flower. I was going to call it basket weaving for a second. I apologize. Flower arranging. You know? It's
flower arrangement.
They're able to focus on things that are more important. I think the show is way better for it.
Yes, exactly. So I guess my strife with these kind of military shooters is that they seem like they need something else in order to appeal to the audience that isn't in military shooters or in military tech in general. So like for Strike Witches, like, yes, you have your references to Chuck Yeager, but if you're not interested in a historical World War II planes, you have the panty shots. Same thing with Upote. If you really don't like the guns that much, well, you got their lack of noses and you got your TNA. But with this show, like, I absolutely love this show because it's always about the tanks.
And it's accurate.
Yes, it is.
It's technically, I mean, not 100% accurate, but it's technically accurate about the tanks and about situations. I mean, they even had the last episode had two kinds of tanks. It had the Firefly and the standard Sherman, which are real variations.
Yep.
So,
Although the Americans weren't the primary users for the Fireflies, but that's a different story. But yeah,
no,
like,
but it was based on an American tank. But well, yeah,
yeah.
we could get picky about who actually used it and how many were built and blah blah blah.
Murmur,
Yes.
murmur, murmur. Yeah, we can. But I mean, that's not the point. The point is that like this show is fundamentally educational because it's just about the tanks. It like teaches us about the tanks. It shows us how they run. And not to mention, you have some great tank action too.
Yeah, great tank action, accurate tank maneuvering. You know, last episode she went for the high ground to get the high shot on top of the tank, which is typically weaker armor. So definitely, I am happy that the director is taking the route he's going and is pushing back against his animators. I have nothing wrong with that.
This is a stand that I think needs. I'm actually glad that this became public because this is definitely a stand that needs to be taken. Because
Yes.
I mean, I'm not against fan service. Like, it sells, right? Like, if that's what the anime, if that's what fans want, that's what they get. But in this, in a sense, this is a different kind of fan service. This is a more tame fan service, something that like you can sell that doesn't involve the FBI, and that's what I love about this.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So moving on, one of our fellow bloggers, Cadian, brought up a
Sure.
really good point. How long, and it kind of boils down to, is can there be too much time between an original and a sequel?
Okay. You sound kind of frustrated.
Not
Let's hear your opinion first.
frustrated. I thought it was an interesting topic, and I've got four shows here. I've got Eureka, Evangelion, Rosen Maiden, which is a recent announcement, and Nemoyashimon.
Okay, so two of them I know about. I don't know anything about Eureka Seven or Rosen Maiden, but in Rosen Maiden's defense, if I remember correctly, when that show finished, the original adaptation, I guess the manga was still going on, correct? I believe it was.
I don't know much about it. I just saw the announcement for it, and this was
Okay,
throwing the.
yeah, but the point is that for all these movies and shows, it's been at least 3 years in
It's been
between.
years. I mean, Ava's been hanging out there for so long. At least, yeah, guaranteed 3 years, because I watched Ava 1 and 2 rips 3 years ago, at least.
Wow.
So, I don't know. I think there can be too much time. I mean, Eureka, this last series. And you'll see this on Anime Analog tomorrow. I thought it was a disappointment. I don't think it contained itself within the canon very well. And I think it almost attempted to rewrite everything,
Interesting.
which was not. It was very disappointing.
Wait, is it the same staff doing AO or who did the original doing AO?
Yes,
Okay.
I believe it's. Yeah, I believe it's pretty much the same staff, same studio, same voice actors, or some of the same voice actors.
I see what you're saying.
So it's a very core group that was back. I wouldn't say it was everybody, but it was a core group.
Okay. Now, I mean, again, I don't know about half these shows, but what I will say about Eva and what I will say about Moyashimon is that I don't think a show can ever take too long, but I think it has to be within a reasonable time limit to, as long as it catches people's interest. So for me, like, okay, let's look at Moyashimon for a second. Let's ignore the quality of the sequel, but let's just focus on the fact that they decided to go back to it. Moyashimon itself, that came out in 2009, and then essentially we waited 3 years and then the sequel came out. But because people waited so long and it was still relevant, I guess people were still excited about this. Had they waited, I don't know, maybe another 3 years, I don't think Moyashimon would have been able to, I don't think it would have gotten the hype that it would have originally gotten in the first place. Because it was just long enough such that like it wasn't saturating the market with too much Moyashimon, but at the same time it was still in the back of people's minds saying, "Hey, I remember this series. Hell yes, I'm gonna go watch it."
Yeah.
So yeah, that's something. Now I guess if you look at it from the I guess the studio standpoint when it comes to these sequels, Moyashimon is actually a good example of too much time from their standpoint because I guess through those 3 years they forgot what made Moyashimon charming and what made it likable in the first place. And that's what kind of brought it. That's kind of what brought the sequel down into this sub-average show that people were just utterly disappointed about, including myself. I mean, look at my fucking avatar. I'm pissed. So like, I mean, so here's the thing. Like, when the show first came out, everyone loved it because yes, it was informative about microbes, but at the same time, there was a charming nature between the characters and the story itself. And then it was just a hodgepodge of just good things going for the show. But when the show came back, after such a long period of time, I guess their only focus going into it was, hey, every single episode, we're going to teach you something new, and we're going to bring in two kind of BS storylines that don't really develop the plot or the characters that much, and it's kind of status quo. Keep going. And I think if you look at it from there, like from the studio's point of view, that is probably a too long of a time period. Does that make
Gotcha.
sense?
Yep.
Okay.
And then with
Now.
Eureka, we were all set up for a sequel. We ended up getting a prequel that rewrote the original, I think they had too much time to think about what they would do different.
Hmm.
Or how they wanted to close the loop to start over. You know what I mean? Reboot it or something. It just didn't... I don't know. It's Bones.
Yeah.
You know? They do some weird stuff at times. I don't know what to say.
I can't really help you there.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay.
I got woke up last night at midnight. I watched the two shows and ended up just kind of feeling...
empty.
Like, really? That's how it's going to end? That's another gripe beyond the how much is too long. But
okay, so then what about Evangelion, though? Like, I mean, 3.0 just came out, like, this week.
Somebody mentioned it's a cash cow. It is a cash cow, but as a fan, I don't think waiting 4 years is... I don't think you're treating the fan base correctly if you wait 4 years between movies. On a storyline that's already been released. We already know the general storyline.
For Rebuild?
For Ava in general. Rebuild's a whole different... They've taken the original line and morphed it, changed it, etc. But
yeah.
the general plot's already known.
Wait, so you're saying that Ava 3.0, the plot's generally known?
I would say the Ava series is based on... It's based on the Evangelion, 24-episode series at its core.
For reals?
There's already been an anime, Evangelion Man anime.
I don't know. I'm saying... Okay, I think we're getting... I think you're saying one thing and I'm thinking another... But from what I gathered, you're saying that Ava 3.0, the movie that just came out recently, you're saying it's a disservice for the fans for such a long wait because we already know the story.
We're already aware of what Ava is. Does that make sense? Like the underlying, granted, it's not identical to the original series by far, but
okay.
We already know what Ava is. We already know what it's about at its core. And so we're waiting between 2 and 3. We've waited 4 years to see the next reimagining of what we've already known. Like, are we going to wait another 4 years to see the last one? I mean, originally the release date was 2013. They already changed that this week. Now it's indeterminate again. Are we going to wait another 4 years to finish this thing off?
So, right?
You're in a whole new generation by then. You've gone 10 years.
That's okay. You know what? Here's the thing. I can't get mad at Evangelion just because of the fact, I'm not saying I'm a fanboy, but what I'm saying is that, like, this is one of those things where I don't mind. Because you know that the production values are going to be ridiculously high. You know the voice acting is going to be top notch. You know the story is going to somehow blow your fucking mind. And I can wait. Like, this is one of those things where I can actually just legitimately wait for. Because you know that they're trying to do it to perfection. Yes, I know. I understand the engineer's dilemma where you're trying to juggle, you know, time and quality. The Iron Triangle. I know all that business jazz. But for some reason with Ava, I'm okay with it.
Well, they don't even care about time. They're just gonna get it done when they get it done.
Well, because they know that like whether it's gonna be 3 years or 5 years or 7 year wait, we're still gonna watch it.
Yeah, I guess it's different than some of these where the fan base is so avid that they'll stick with it no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I consider the fan base pretty patient, and you know what? Like, I am too. Like, I am willing to wait a couple years for quality. Like, hell, like, I'm so used to delays in the anime industry at this point where I kind of just don't care. Like, when was Kizu Monogatari supposed to be coming out? When was Senko Roll 2 supposed to come out? Like, you know, at this point, we're like, if it's for things that you know are supposed to have high production values, I wouldn't say don't get your panties in a bunch. Like, these things will take time. Anime is a very arduous, very long, and very expensive process. And as long as I get quality at the end of it, I'm okay with it. That's all I can say. As long as there's... good shit at the end of the rainbow, I'll follow to the end of the earth.
All right.
We good?
Okay. I still think if somebody saying 3 to 4 years between Hollywood releases isn't a big deal. I would say the better trilogies we've seen recently in movies have all been shorter than 3 to 4 years between them.
Okay, then let's flip this on its head then. Think about Call of Duty for an example. That's a game that comes out every fucking year. Is that what you want? Or even if you look at the Modern Warfare label, like not even the Black Ops, fuck Black Ops. Look at the Modern Warfare label. That comes out every other year.
Oh yeah, it's complete garbage.
That?
All they're doing is regurgitating. Well, games are a little different. In this case, they're just regurgitating the same thing over and over.
Okay, your point?
I'm just saying, we're getting the same game over and over. It's not like it's a progressive timeline.
But you don't have to wait 3 years.
Is.
You don't have to wait 3 years. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I see it different in that it's not like it's a linear series. Does that make sense?
I mean, I would argue that the Modern Warfare franchise is linear, but that's not about anime. But, but what I'm saying is like the point is like the topic on hand is the waiting game, right? When is too long, or when is it considered too long? Well, yes, we can be impatient sometimes, and we do think that 3 years is kind of a long wait. But at the same time, I don't, if I know it guarantees quality, this again goes back to the question of quality. If it guarantees quality, I don't mind the wait.
But it's not always guaranteeing quality, though.
But you
I
know
would
that
say three. I would say at least two out of four of these that are on the screen right now, there was no noticeable bump in quality, whether in animation or plot.
Okay, my okay. Rose, I can't speak about Rosen Maiden, and I can't speak about Yuriko 7 AO. What I can speak about Moyashimon is the fact that I guess it was deemed unpopular originally, because what, that was in 2009, and Noitamina wasn't the big powerhouse that we see it today.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Moyashimon kind of had to wait a little bit, but for Eva, like, that one we know is really popular, and that one we know that everyone is waiting for it, and they know that we're waiting for it, so they're just going to take the extra time to make it better.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
I see the argument for Eva, yes.
That's all I'm saying. Just
they can fail. By waiting too long, they can fail, though.
Yes, I know you can fail. I know you can fail like that.
All right. I think we're going to go in circles on this one because I think we're both approaching it from two different angles, and that's fine. That's what
I'm
this
just
is
saying
all about.
I'm patient. I don't know about the rest of the fan base, but I can wait. I can't speak for the rest of the fan base, but I can wait. I am willing to wait. I want to see good shit.
All right. Moving on. So something I have found very interesting in the last 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks or so, is this whole idea of geek impersonation. Let me kind of backtrack, or fake nerds, the fake geek girl, or is somebody a legitimate geek girl, or somebody a legitimate nerd, this kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of goes back to, there's this feeling of people that were quote-unquote nerds beforehand, maybe through the dark days, right, the 80s and 90s, when Revenge of the Nerds was the big thing, and nerds were mocked and ridiculed, you know, the wedgies, the swishies, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And now that being a nerd is cool, you see a lot more people jumping on the bandwagon. Does that make sense? And so I think there's this tension between people who have always been a fan of some of these things and between people now that are jumping on the bandwagon.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So I'm just saying, this is what I'm observing. For example, there was a guy that at a con, he was bemoaning or ridiculing these girls that dress up in cosplay, very revealing cosplay, with characters they know nothing about, whose sole purpose is to go to a con to get attention.
Okay.
And I can see his point, that you have these imitators, these people that are messing with the people that truly are there because they know what they like, they know what they're representing, and they know what they're looking for.
Okay, so this is what I'm interpreting what you just said. Hey, I liked something that society didn't deem to be cool at the time, and I got mocked at, but then now everyone wants to join this No Girls Allowed club, and I'm getting really pissed.
We're not even No Girls Allowed club. This club that people...
I mean, but you get what
I'm saying. How about these people that went through trial by fire, and now everybody wants to just hop on the
bandwagon? Oh my God, that's so bullshit. Here's the thing. This is what
I'm seeing. I'm just telling you.
No. Okay, people can get pissed because, like, they're hipsters. This is what's going on in industry, all right? They're taking things that were cool to a small fan base. These are things that a small fan base liked, and they made it popular, and they made it mainstream, and now it's cool to everybody. And now the butthurt nerds who were like, oh, we thought of this first, are just getting even more butthurt because everyone else is trying to break into their party. That's what I'm getting in. That's what I'm getting from this. Like, yes, I understand. The nerd thing is becoming popular, like very, very pop culture. Like, you have what? Like, Xboxes are now like part of, like, considered part of the frat thing to do. You have the Big Bang Theory, which is all about nerd jokes, which I understand. But
now,
most
the
people
Big
don't.
Bang Theory used to be about the nerd jokes. It's completely gone downhill.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying. When it first got popular, the first, second seasons, like, there was all about the nerd jokes, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just anything. And what, like, if you look at the comic book industry, what, a lot of people didn't actually know who Iron Man was at the time. He's like a B-rated, like, Marvel character who just got popular overnight because of a movie. Like, you have all these comic reboots, these graphic novels, even The Watchmen got picked up as well. This is just everyone getting butthurt
There's a lot of pop culture there's a lot of geek culture that is now pop culture.
That's okay then.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying there's this conflict between the old guard and the new.
There is no old guard and new guard. That's what I'm trying to say, is that people are just getting upset for not a good reason.
I guess look at it from their point of view. These guys have been ridiculed, mocked.
I am part of them. What do you mean I'm not looking at it from
their point
of view?
These guys have been ridiculed, mocked, derided, and driven underground for most, at least if they were born in the 80s, when I would say geek culture spawned and grew to its height. These people are now in the 2000s and 2010s going, wait a minute, 5 years ago you told me I was a retard. Now you want to join me? You know what I mean?
Okay, society changes. Get over
society
it.
Society changes, but...
Oh, yeah, who cares? Hey, remember back then when blacks weren't treated as equals?
If there's anything that is human, though, is bitterness. Bitterness is, if there's anything about humanity, is bitterness, and people don't let go. Good grief, look at our entire political systems and about not letting go. I mean, it's just how people are. It's gonna, I don't know. It's going to be a long time, I think, before these. I'm still going to use the term these old guard and these new fans come to some sort of reconciliation.
No, and I understand. Like if you look at the gaming industry, that's like the perfect example. You have the hardcores versus the casuals, right? That's probably the best way to like you can frame this. Well, what I'm trying to say is that you know what? It's they will get mad because the hardcore fan base. Okay, here's the thing. All the money is going to go towards the mainstream because that's where most of the people are, right? And so the nerds can feel left out because they feel like they're not getting the attention that they deserve because they were there before everyone else was. That I understand. That I can relate to. But some of the things that you're talking about, like how like, oh, because like girls dress like, I've read that forum post, by the way, girls dressing up and like going to like cons just to get attention. Well, let them do it. You know what? You have something that people like are interested in.
Your
like
even if they
don't know, even if they don't know about it, they're interested in it. Use this opportunity to teach them, get them interested, make them one of you. That's what you want to do. You don't want to kick them out.
But for some of these people, it's not about them becoming one. It's about them getting attention without ever wanting to join the crowd.
But now, no. But here's the thing: they're now knowledgeable that this crowd exists, right? You teach them to join you. That's what I'm saying. That's how this is how.
I guess there are those that want to join, and there are those that are just there to get the attention. So okay. Okay, so taking the group that just wants the attention, for example, these con girls whose sole point is to flash their oversized waists and their oversized boobies for guys to look at.
Okay, so they got hot body. What of it?
Not even hot body. They're flaunting bare skin.
Okay, they're not fat. Okay, there's bare skin. What about it?
I'm just saying. So you have these imitators, these fakes. I mean, they have no intention of ever joining the crowd.
Okay.
So how does that – I guess that doesn't fit into your model, though. They're not going to be educated. They don't want to be educated.
That's not entirely true. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so I've been to cons, and I've ran into these girls before, right? I'm not saying I hit on them or anything. I wish.
Never.
But no, what I'm saying is that you just go and you talk to them. They're there to interact in the first place. Whereas humanity, like people themselves, are social creatures. If you go and you talk to them, like – first of all, that's the attention that they're craving. But if you can actually educate them, I'm not saying you give them a book and say, here, I want you to read this. I want you to read chapters 3 through 5, and then we'll have a test tomorrow. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if you can find something to get people interested into these things, like purely outside of shallow reasons, besides the fact that they want attention, then that's good. Okay. That's good. That's great. I mean, sure, they can start off with bad reasons, but if you can turn those, the reason of interest into good things, then go with it. I mean, I don't care. At the end of the day as well, this is what I understand. At the end of the day, a hot girl goes into a con, shows off some skin, knows nothing about Madoka, but probably dresses up as Madoka. Fine with me. How does that affect my life?
It doesn't. It shouldn't.
Okay, then. So you have Nerd A and you have Nerd B, right? Nerd A and Nerd B are at a convention, and this hot girl who knows nothing about Madoka dresses up as Madoka. Nerd A and Nerd B see them. Nerd A gets angry. Nerd B doesn't. Whose life is affected more?
The neither. Guy who gets angry, obviously.
No, neither. That's what I'm trying to say, is that nothing changes. They're still nerds, all right? He's still Nerd A, and that other guy's still Nerd B. Nothing changes. Nothing in the industry changes. Nothing about their taste change. It's a stupid thing to get mad at. Like, I understand what you're trying to say.
There are people that are getting butthurt. That's all. It's just interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the... if this kind of stuff continues, or if the old guard becomes more accepting of the new fan.
It eventually will.
It eventually will. It's just a matter of how that path will take.
Yeah, first of all, I think for all those nerds who are out there that are butthurt, stop getting butthurt. Like, really, it's not a big deal. Like, it really is not a big deal at all.
All right.
To be honest, whenever I read these kind of stories, I laugh, because they're turning like anthills into mountains. Like, that's like it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
All right, so moving on. We played fantasy football this weekend against each other. You took advantage of my team's injuries and weaknesses to make a bet that you obviously knew you were going to win.
No, I did not know I was going to win.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, wait. I'm sorry. You accepted the bet. You could have rejected the bet.
Oh, but it's all fun games, right?
Well, it's all fun and games until someone starts crying, I don't want to watch Idolmaster.
Oh, I didn't... never mind. You're putting words in my mouth. But that's fine. I said I don't have time. But anyways, here are the penalty things that have come up. Let's take a look at them here. Blog the Idolmaster series one episode per week. As I've mentioned, that's a time thing. It would have to be who knows when. Perform a Jossip on Deck song.
These topics, we want you to pick. These are, Joe's not doing all of these.
No, I'm not doing all of these, thank God, no. But
Okay.
no, there's no time for even, there's barely time for one of them. Well, for some of these, there's barely time for one of them. Perform a Jossip on Deck song, which could be kind of funny. Dance the Lucky Star opening. I don't dance, but that's okay. And then 1500 post word on why you put the entire series, but the request was on why Urabe is a terrible character.
Okay.
It's semantics, but it
Yeah.
matters. So we'll put, I guess, on this week's show, we'll put a little poll up and we'll vote,
So
and
the
we'll see what
important thing
happens.
is that you viewers decide what Joe has to do. I recommend number one, not because it was my suggestion. It was actually three other people's suggestions, not mine. Who would have
Yeah, I wonder which three. I'm completely,
thought?
what's the right word for it? I don't know. I'm tired
Befuddled?
tonight. Befuddled. There we go. Befuddled on who could choose that one.
All
But
right.
yeah, so there, those will be the choices, guys. They'll be in the post on. Actually, I'll have this done by Friday. They'll be up on Friday or Saturday. Actually, probably Saturday, so we don't conflict with FAPcast, and you guys can vote for it there.
Yeah, well, voting will go essentially to the end of the month, so November 30th. Does that sound good?
Sounds good. That post, well, that post isn't going anywhere, so it'll be available for everybody to tack on to.
Okay, so someone just posted in the comments, what? My trap cosplay while live streaming suggestion got sidelined. Howl Kibo FAP now. The reason
Oh,
why I rejected this is because Joe has kids, and I do not want to scar them for life.
and plus, I wouldn't dress as a female, so it's not gonna happen. I may live on the
Well,
West Coast,
no.
but I don't
If you're
live in
dressing
San
as a tra if
Francisco.
you're dressing as a trap, that means you dress as a. Oh, that is true.
Yeah,
I almost got
I
mixed
may live on the West
up
Coast, but I don't live in San Francisco. Thank you very much. That's all Crusader. You can get Crusader to dress like a trap. I'm good. Yeah, plus my kids, I can't. Yeah, my wife would kill me, by the way. So, anyways.
Or that'd be a really crazy night for the both
Yeah, not gonna happen.
of you.
Not gonna happen. All right. So we have a new game tonight, Aeroblip. One word. If you've ever watched PTI, you bring up a topic and you try to apply one word that best describes how you feel about that topic. So today we're gonna grab three anime shows, and each of us will come up with our we'll have our one word that we think best describes our feelings on that show right now.
Okay.
So you ready? First one up, K.
Hold on, I'm kind of waiting for the slideshow to come up.
Oh,
Okay,
sorry.
okay. What was my word? I can't actually see it.
You don't remember what you said?
Oh, misguided. Is that what I said?
Yeah, misguided. So why do you feel it's
Okay.
misguided?
Okay, K is misguided for the pure reason that they do not know why the show is well was originally so good, right? So first few episodes, K was all about like the color filters and the action and the hip hop music. And that's why people jumped on the board to this, right? Then next thing you know, you started getting around episode 4 and 5, and then it turns into a murder mystery plot. And then now episode 7, there's a giant blimp, and no one knows what the fuck is going on. And there's just and essentially the show is being hampered by all this like plot. I hate
Plot.
to
Oh my
say
gosh, plot.
I hate to say it, but yes, plot is actually killing this show, right? And so like, I mean, the three things I said that people love, the action sequences, the hip hop, and the animation. Like the color filters and all that beautiful nonsense.
But there
Like
was.
that's why the show is awesome. And if you
All right,
don't focus on those three, then I'm bored. And that's what I don't want to be.
all right. All right, so my thought was turnaround. I thought the show was actually turning around from being just. Ooh, let's skateboard and fight people and have a blue filter to actually having plot elements. Like it's actually becoming something more than just a pretty show.
But
A naked cat girl and some pretty fighting scene, you know?
yes, that is true.
So I think the
That
show
is
is turn I guess turnaround was mine. It's changing for the better.
You think you wait, you think all this plot is for the better?
Well, actually, it's only been happening for three episodes, so who knows? But so far it's better. At least we
Well,
know what the
so
heck the cat girl's been doing to everybody.
that is true. But what I'm saying is that it's to the point where those things are so overbearing on the central focus of the show. Or they those things have become the plot has become the central focus, which is what I'm telling you is not the key to success for K.
All right.
Everyone wants action. Give them the action. I'm not saying you don't add a story to this. What I'm saying is that you don't make the story the centralized focus. That's why
Gotcha.
it's misguided.
All right, moving on. Robotics notes.
I said slow. Is that right?
Yep, slow.
Slow. Okay. So here's my issue with robotics notes. The first episode, you have like the whole divergence counter thing. You have the giant robot. You're setting up something epic, right? You know at the end of the day, you have these kids building a giant robot, and that's what we want. But right now, we're not getting there. We spent, I mean, like it's losing that focus. I want to get to that giant robot, but we're not at the giant robot. Right now, we're dealing with someone with daddy issues, and that's not cool.
All right. I said mysterious. I think we've got a good mystery going on in terms of, you know, we've discovered that the world's going to end, in essence, that there's something going on that will probably destroy the world. And so there's this whole mystery on what does that mean for our characters?
Mm-hmm.
So I chose mysterious because I think there's a lot of unknowns that the show has not tackled yet that I think are going to be very interesting over the next season as well.
Yeah. I mean, next two seasons, actually.
Right. I thought it was just 22 episodes.
Well, I meant this season and next season.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So when it finishes out, yeah, over the 22.
I mean, we know something's going to happen. It's just, I kind of wish it would start getting to that point.
Definitely. So the next one is Psycho Pass.
Joe, what was my word again?
Gripping.
Gripping. Yes, Psycho Pass. Psycho Pass, surprisingly, has become one of my favorites this season. Like, originally, going into this, I was thinking, okay, you have Butch Genn, you have the sci-fi future. Let's see where this is going to go. I wasn't the happiest camper with the first couple of episodes. But now, they're taking all these little mini, like, crime cases, and they're starting to connect it together into this one giant case. It's a one big mystery, and I'm loving the show for it now. Like, we're understanding the world, we're understanding the characters, we're understanding everything about, like, essentially what Butch has to offer. And at this point, I am glued to my chair waiting for every single episode. Psycho Pass is like the thing, that, like, it's the show I'm most anticipated on, like, for Thursdays. Like, it used to be Robotics Notes, not anymore. Now it's Psycho Pass.
And I chose Thrilling for the exact same reasons. I think that if this show is developing to a awesome police drama and you know what I mean? That crime drama that...
Yeah.
There's just so many good things. It's hard to say what is going on. Because, I mean, we have a supervillain we're going to find out here soon enough. It's great. I love it. I will continue to watch it. I'm going to be glued for the next, where are we at? Another 12 episodes.
Yep.
18 episodes, whatever we're at. Love it. Want more of that show. Can't get enough of it.
So good. So good.
So good. Definitely. So we're complete agreement on that. But we're at the end of our show, Aeroblip. Any final thoughts you want to throw in? Maybe we cut short on a topic you want to get one last word in on?
No. I'm just going to hype up everything else we have. You know, again, Excel World review went up. Listen to that. Give me some feedback on that one, because we decided, you know, do a little experiment, see how things would work. And by all means, if you give us a new show or give us more shows, we'll review those as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's more fun for y'all.
Definitely, yeah. So look at our Excel World. Look at our Hayoka podcast or mini reviews, audio reviews. Let us know what you think. Give us some ideas for some more shows, and we'll keep those going.
Well, Joe, I wouldn't call those mini. Like, I mean, 6 minutes, that's a lot of info we cover.
That's true. I mean, compared to our normal shows, which are 30 to 45 minutes, it's kind of mini.
In-depth analysis. In a very concise manner.
Definitely.
That's what these reviews are.
So, like I said, we've added two new writers at Anime Audio Log. We've got Crazy Dave and Numbers. We're going to ease them in over the next month, and starting in January, they will hit the ground running, so be ready for that.
That sucks to be them.
Definitely. But, hey, they're good guys. They'll have fun in the end. And as always, everybody, you can find us at animeaudiolog.wordpress.com. Come check out the site tomorrow. I'll put my final thoughts up for Eureka AO and how that finale just was there. You can search for podcast feeds at iTunes. The On the Clock and Anime Talk are easily searchable on iTunes. Also, we post videos onto YouTube, so you can find these there. And if you're interested in joining us on the show, email address right there. Come find us. Come have some fun. That's about it for tonight. We appreciate you guys tuning in, and we will see you in 1 week.
Later, guys.
Have a good night.
Eat the turkey.